The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat, mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. King Herod had John the Baptist arrested, imprisoned, and killed. We tend to forget that that was very, very bad news. Heartbreaking news. People had hoped in him. They traveled days' journey out into the desert just to hear him speak. King Herod had him imprisoned. King Herod had him killed. But the plans of this world can't stop the plans of God. The imprisonment of John the Baptist led directly to the public ministry of our Lord, who continues John's mission and message and adds to it. He takes the message of repentance and he adds, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Believe in the gospel." Now, the word gospel means good news. You got plenty of reason to believe in bad news. Hear this call today. Now think about this as being something that the Lord says to you. Believe in good news. I'm going to give you a little hint just to help you to do that. A little something that works for me. Find a passage of Scripture that means something to you. Write it down and look at it. For me, if you know me, it's Psalm 46, verse 10. "Be still and know that I am God." That works for me. I got it framed. It's hanging on my wall, right? Do something like that. Find a passage of good news. Look at it every single day. It could be of good cheer, "I've overcome the world," or "Behold, I make all things new," or "I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Something that helps you to believe. Today we begin ordinary time, and we'll continue in ordinary time until over 2 or 3 weeks now, until Lent starts. But in the meantime, ordinary time, unlike any other season of the year, it's a season that doesn't really have a theme. But if it did have a theme, the theme would be hope. Finding God in ordinary things. That's why we wear green in ordinary time. Green's the color of hope. Take a look at our St. Jude statue. He's wearing green. Why green for hope? Well, because in a time not unlike today, in which it's gray and dark, green reminds us that there's life. It reminds us that there's rebirth. It reminds us that it's coming. That's hope. If you set your hope in your own plans, you got plenty of reason to be sad. God makes no promises about your own plans. But if you set your reason on God's plan, if you set your hope in Him, it's very, very encouraging. Very, very encouraging indeed. God is watching out for you with great care, and His plan can never be defeated.